A man in an unusual case of identity theft was sentenced in federal court in Anchorage today. Rafael Mora Lopez had lived in Anchorage for more than two decades as Rafael Alberto Espinoza. Mora Lopez had been a police officer in Anchorage for 6 years before he was arrested in April for living in the U.S. illegally under a stolen identity. Tom Bradley is an assistant U.S. attorney in the criminal division of the Anchorage office. Mora Lopez had faced a maximum sentence of 13 years and $250,000 in fines. Bradley says today's sentence of 3 months in federal prison and a $10,000 fine is fair.
As the judge said, he's attempting to promote respect for the law and punish Mr. Mora Lopez for his criminal activities.
Bradley says Mora Lopez will be sent to a facility outside of Alaska because there are no federal prisons in the state. After he completes his sentence, he could be deported. But Bradley says he can appear before an immigration judge to seek permission to stay.
If he's not successful there, he can appeal that to the Board of Immigration Appeals and eventually the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So it's probably not something that would be resolved one way or the other in the near future.
Bradley says it's very unusual for someone who has committed identity theft to go into a high-profile position, such as a police officer.
It cuts both ways, because on one hand, he had been a very productive member of society. He had done a lot of good things, apparently done his job very well. On the other hand, he obtained that job in the first place by lying, and he, in a sense, never should have been in that position.
Mora Lopez had pleaded guilty in June to passport fraud and false claims of U.S. citizenship.